Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Angela Cervi, Fred Film Radio, and I am here with Jérôme Payard, the director of the Cannes Film Market. Welcome. Welcome to Fred Radio.
Welcome, and very happy to be with you again before Cannes.
Before Cannes, and before this very special Cannes, because we are not like a regular Cannes. I'm here to talk with you about this unedited, new, and original edition of the market that will start on the 22nd of June to the 26th. And it will not be a physical market as we are used to, and it's more like a virtual floating space on the web. So I wanted to ask, firstly, when you decided to go online, which were your main concerns and your goals? What would you like to achieve?
Actually, it came in two steps. Our goals was only that at the beginning, you know that the festival was thinking to be postponed in June. And of course, we were moving with the festival, but we realized that certainly even in June, nobody will be able to come in Cannes. And then we started at the beginning to say, okay, how can we help people who will not be able to travel to still participate to the event and do business? And of course, after a few weeks, we understood that the festival will not happen at all. And then we decided to run just the virtual part of what we were planning. And of course, the goal is that we get many calls and requests from all the industry, from the distributors, from the sales agents, from the institutions, from the producers, saying that they really need an event during the first part of the year. And they were needing an event before the summer, before the big gap of the summer, and nobody knew at that time, and even now it's difficult to know exactly what will happen at fall. Mm-hmm. So really the challenge was to say, okay, how can we help the industry to do maybe not all the business, of course, that they will have done in Cannes, but at least to be able to show their films, to do some sales, to present some further projects, to find for distributors some project to distributor, and for producers to be able to find partners for their ongoing projects. So that was really the goal.
How did the philosophy of the market change for this edition online? If it did change, maybe it didn't.
We tried actually not to change too much the philosophy, I don't know, but at least the experience, because I think the film industry is not necessarily ready to jump in a kind of second life event with clones. And so we try to keep as far as possible the marks, the ground of the Cannes experience. And that means that basically the new platform we are finishing now will look a little bit like Cannes. Like arriving in Cannes, finding some cinemas, finding a palais with some booths, finding a village with institutions, finding programs, finding Le Petit Majestic where you can do some networking.
How is it actually built up? How is it made? How is it structured, this online market this year?
Again, we try to keep the same workflow than usual. So before the market, people prepare the market, and to prepare the market, they use tools like Cinendo, like the trades, like the mailing they receive from the sales agents, and so we keep the same. So we keep the tools, and we basically build an integration of all the different tools, that new platform called marchedufilm.online, where everything will be integrated, but not everything will be provided by that platform. It's just where people will be able to walk. The important point we had also to solve was the question of the time zones. Of course, the big difference, one of the big differences, there are many differences, but one of the big differences is that not everyone will be in the same place and not in the same time. So for the screenings, we decided that we will offer to every buyer, every distributors, everywhere in the world, screenings on their own time zone. So if a film is set to start at 10 a.m., it will start at 10 a.m. everywhere, anywhere you are in your local time. So that means that, of course, the screening will be repeated during all the day. But for the buyers, it will be much easier. They just have to check the program, the schedule, and they say, oh, there is a film at 2 p.m. I like to that. At 2 p.m., I connect. Yeah. And if I'm in Australia or in China or in Europe or in the U.S. or in Argentina, it will be at the same. It will be at 2 p.m.
Yeah, I mean, as if they were in Cannes. Basically.
Exactly.
It's the same thing, the same feeling.
It's a little bit more difficult, of course, for the live events, for the conferences, for some presentations, for some pitch sessions, and of course, all the meetings, the speed meetings, the individual meeting, the networking events. Then, of course, we need to have everyone at the same time, really connecting. So actually, we... For instance, the Producers Network, the program we have for producers, instead of just having one breakfast in the morning, we will have two times during the day, less tables. So we will have five or six tables in the morning and in the afternoon. And then we will be able to serve a meeting between Europe and Asia and Europe in America. It will be more difficult, of course, to organize events between Asia and the US.
Yeah, of course. It's a weird way of working, I believe, because you have to create, to invent new methods and new ways to satisfy everybody. But it's also kind of a challenging moment, isn't it?
Yeah, no, of course there are many, many challenges. Of course, we have a lot of technical challenges. Of course, a challenge is for people to know how to work with that. But I have to say that after 2 months of people working with Zoom and with Skype and with Teams, people now are much more trained to do that. Maybe the biggest challenge we will have and our participants will have will be to really consider that for a week, they are not at the office. They are basically to close the door, to say, okay, I'm not here, I'm in Cannes. Because their days will be very long, not only because of those time zones, but in 5 days, they will have to watch films, to do meetings, to attend some very exciting conferences, to do maybe a little bit of networking, maybe to enjoy some programs. We will have, for instance, many concerts by very interesting composers. So it will be a lot of activities. And of course, it will not be possible for the participants at the same time to do their homework and to answer the calls and to do internal meetings.
So that's
really something we will try to really explain to all the participants. Be careful. Consider that you are in Cannes.
It's like a virtual reality Cannes edition of the market. I mean, you are at home, but you are mentally in another place.
So your mind is not easy.
Did you find any unexpected plus values to this new way of building up the market? I mean, it must have been very complicated to figure it out, for sure. But now that you're close to the final version, did you find there are any plus values to this?
Difficult to say, and I think we will know after. Let's say we had no choice. So really, we had to do it. I'm not sure. Yeah, of course, we are laughing because some details are much easier. So we don't have the problem of the capacity of the theaters. We don't have the problem of priorities, of queues. That's very minimal thing. No, of course, I think what we will miss and everyone will miss is the fact to be really together, to be really together to talk, to be really together to share a film, to be in a big theater. And that's something, of course, we know we cannot reproduce online. We hope that with all the opportunities we will give to the people to share some moments with those networking events or those speed meetings, or we hope that it will help to recreate the atmosphere. And of course, something which is very important for everyone and for us is also that Thierry Frémaux announced a selection and the Semaine de la Critique also and the ACID. So we certainly this will be important for. I was mentioning the atmosphere, the ambience of this online event.
I want to talk with you a little bit about the Goes to Cannes selections. Cannes Market is hosting 20 projects to be discussed and sold, 20 projects that are on post-production. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
First, I also have to really express a very, very strong thank you to all the institutions and all the festivals and all the people actually who have supported us in this challenging time. And most of our partners, and in that the case for Ghost to Cannes, decided to continue that experience together. So we had three festivals we usually work with, the Hong Kong HCR, the New Horizon Festival from mm-hmm. Poland, Thessaloniki Film Festival. And I'm also very, very happy and proud that this year, for the first time, we have also the NFDC, the Indian Film Bazaar, goes to Cannes. And it's also something for me which is important, because for years I wanted to get more independent Indian films in Cannes. And finally, it's strange, but this year, because it's not because it's online, but even in this online year, we have been able to do it, and I'm very happy with that. So yes, I think it's very important, and maybe more this year, where the agenda, the schedule of the production is totally changed, to have those almost 20 work in progress, to be able to meet the sales companies and to have a chance maybe to find the sales companies or some festivals, and of course you were asking what is maybe easier with an online market. Something which is easier, and we didn't yet did those statistics, but it gives also the possibility for professionals who were not able to attend Cannes, maybe for the first time, to share that experience of being in Cannes. And also even for big companies, and I was thinking for Ghost to Cannes, for the people doing the acquisitions in big companies, usually the companies cannot bring everyone
absolutely
in Cannes.
Yeah.
And of course, this year it's much easier to say, okay, we need two people more to watch projects, to watch films. That's not a problem. Let's be 10, 20, 30. And that's, of course, it's a very, very nice change or extension, let's say.
The thing that you just said leads to a question, my next question, which is, how is the attendance so far from companies, exhibitors, and private like buyers? Did you notice that it has increased, or is
about, 6,500 participants,
which is very good.
So that's not, of course, the figures we have in Cannes, but
no, but yeah, quite, no, but no, but considering good, the yeah. new way of it, which
yeah,
is
absolutely,
could be more complex.
Absolutely. And I'm very curious to see how many people in those almost. I think we will be, I don't know, maybe 7,000 or a bit more. How many maybe will be first timers in Cannes? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have to check that.
Okay.
But yes, no, we have very large attendance and a lot of buyers. I was checking this morning. We have 1,300 buyers already, domestic buyers already mm-hmm. registered. We will have about 300 exhibitors, I would say. And we'll have a just check at the same time we talk that the magic of what we can do. And we will have about, 60 pavilions. So we reproduce the Village International and many national institutions okay. and film funds and film commissions. Will be presenting their activity with almost their own website. So we give them the possibility really to show what they want to show and to support their films, their locations, their producers, their sales agents, what they need to support, what they used to do in
yeah, exactly. In I mean, it would be really interesting and intriguing to see how this can work. At being the first time. My last question is exactly about this. Have you started to consider to keep some of this online areas even in a future regular market and festival?
Of course, again, it's too early. Mm-hmm. We really hope that it's the first but the last time we have to do that totally yeah. online event. We had a lot of discussions with many of our colleagues from Sundance to Toronto, from Berlin, from everywhere, from AFM to share also our experience. We will see how will be the future. Some activities could be easy to maybe extend the future, like maybe having online screening at the same time than a physical screening in Cannes for the marché. I'm not talking for the festival, of course.
No, of course.
Some other things are more difficult. Networking event, it will be difficult to have at the same time some people around the table and some people abroad. But maybe the technology will add that. And also for the conferences, it will be easy to have the conferences also broadcasted at the same time. So we will see. I have to say that now we are more than 100% concentrated on delivering the event in 2 weeks.
I love it.
So we are not yet too much thinking on the after.
On the afterwards. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Jérôme Paillard, director of the Cannes Film Market, for having been with us at Fred Radio. I wish you all the best for the market. I wish all the markets and all the festivals in the world the best through these weird times. And talk to you very soon. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Angelo, and thanks to all our friends. Bye-bye.
I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.